Take Red. 800-645-4371.
Hey, it's a little too early for being that loud. Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
Are you ready?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
People are waiting. The whole world is waiting.
How you doing?
Turn it up!
Look, we're a little busy this morning, Colonel. What can I do for you?
I've come to get my boy.
Good morning, Mary Sunshine. And how are we today?
Good morning!
Guess who got out of the wrong side of the bed this morning?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Sports fans, glad to have you with us for the Wednesday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Wednesday, July 25th, 2018. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a great show today. There's a lot to do today. Sam Blackman's going to join us at 7:25 to tell us who Barbara Kennedy was, both as a as a player, as a coach, as an administrator, as a person. We'll talk about that coming up. 7:25 this morning. Perhaps the greatest female athlete in Clemson University history. We'll talk about the passing of 58-year-old Barbara Kennedy Dixon. We'll have our all ACC teams to get to today. The Tigers had eight current Tigers on the all ACC team. We'll tell you who those guys are coming up in this show. Nick Saban was on ESPN yesterday, their car wash deal, and he talked about the quarterbacks. Led to an interesting comment about, don't call attention to yourselves, and also your family members don't call attention to yourselves, mainly towards Jalen Hurts' dad. And it led me to a conversation that I've had with my sister about parents and her parenting and Little League baseball and golf, and got some interesting comments. We'll talk about that just a little bit. I have a compliment for Zach Orr that I'll get to today. Don't want to do it too soon. I just want to kind of ground him a little bit. I'm like Nick Saban, want to ground him just a little bit there. And some thoughts about long seasons in all sports, but especially how, you know what, there's going to be a lot of adversity throughout a football season, and I've got some thoughts about that and where adversity might strike Clemson this year. Georgia got Trayvon Walker, a top 100, another defensive lineman, another great piece of Georgia's recruiting puzzle, and now Georgia just continues to build to what could be the best football program in the country here in the next couple of years with the way they're recruiting. Yankees build. They get Zach Britton from the Orioles in a swap of a reliever for three minor league players. We'll tell you what that means. Speaking of the Yankees, Yankees win last night. Red Sox lose last night. Yankees climbed within five games of the American League East lead, second best record in baseball. Philadelphia wins last night. Braves lose last night. So Philadelphia, a one-game lead over Atlanta in the National League East. I have college football playoff odds to get to from Las Vegas. We have NFL news like Todd Gurley setting the record with a $60 million deal, $45 million guaranteed through that. We'll get to that in a little bit. And also, I think pretty interesting stories from the British Senior Amateur. British Senior Open. Like, what? I'm interested in who qualified for this. You might be as well. We'll tape three guys that qualified for it coming up. As this show progresses, the producer of the show, the engineer of the show, the oar that stirs the pot, the most important cog, and the host of segment number two, and my Eskimo brother as far as watches are concerned, Mr. Orr 24, Zach Orr. Hey, buddy.
Good morning, Mickey.
my Eskimo watch.
Stop, man. Stop.
Why? Stop. We have the same watch. That means we're Eskimo watch brothers.
That is not what that means.
That is what that means. No, Eskimo watch brothers. The key word's watch.
Goodness
brothers.
Gracious. How are you this morning?
I'm great, man. How are you?
Great. Doing great.
Good. I have a compliment for you. I still want to save it at least another three or four minutes.
Okay.
What'd you do yesterday?
I did Bradshaw yesterday.
How was it?
It was great. I had a great time.
You really enjoy his show more than mine.
That's just not true. It's a blatant lie. It's not true at all. No facts behind that. But we enjoyed it yesterday. And so much so, we're going to do it again today.
Good. So, good. Glad to hear that.
That's it. What did you get into yesterday after the show? After 9 a.m.?
As I tell my wife, who's back to work full time now.
Oh, it was her first day?
Monday.
How'd she like it?
Oh, she likes it. But they're in these meetings now, you know, these leadership type stuff. And she comes on. Look, my wife pays attention to stuff. She reads about it all the time, watch all these videos. She's totally in this education thing in her career. And she was just talking about some really cool things that they learned about yesterday. Had a couple of great speakers again yesterday. So she's all into that. But I just told her, I did nothing, man. This is one of those days where, you know, most days, or a lot of days, I'm saying, yeah, most days, I lay down at night, man, and say, you know what, I kind of got the most out of this day. I was busy enough today. I did a bunch of stuff today. I got better, a lot of stuff today. I did, you know, helped out some people today. On Monday, I kind of helped out a couple of friends do some stuff. Yesterday, I kind of helped out a little bit, but really, man, to be honest with you, I didn't maximize yesterday. I just kind of cruised a little bit yesterday.
Listen, you need a couple of those days every once in a while.
Yeah. And believe me, that's about to all change. We're not going to cruise a whole lot here. But yesterday, I just kind of cruised. Took a little nap, watched The Office. You know, just kind of lounged, man. Didn't do a whole lot.
What a day.
Oh, love that. Love that show.
What did you watch yesterday? What episode?
The later episodes where...
Is Michael gone already?
Yeah, Michael's been gone. This is on Comedy Central replays where the secretary's down in Florida, down in Tallahassee.
Florida episodes.
Yeah, we're going to go down there and all that. Yeah, the Florida episodes. A couple of them are pretty funny, man. Mm-hmm. Anyway, it's good. All right, you want your compliment?
I guess.
I mean, we're about 6 minutes in the show. I can give it to you now.
Sure.
One of the things that I am into right now, and I've done it, I do it throughout the summer, but really going to do it here in the next week or so. Is I'm watching old games. Mm. And I'm watching last year's games. Mm. And earlier in the year, I was like, man, I'm worried about Clemson's running backs. You know, ETN's got to stay healthy and Fitzgerald hadn't done a whole lot of shit. Mm-hmm. I watched the Louisville game last night. I don't know if you remember or not, man. Tavion Feaster was a beast in that game. 10 carries for 92 yards. His longest is only 26. But he was hitting the hole for 7, 8, 9, 10 yards at a time. Mm. Caught one ball for 7 yards. But 10 carries for 92 yards. Now, let me do the math correctly. That's 9.2 yards per carry.
Correct. Love those easy numbers.
Yeah. He was a big part of Clemson's 47-21 win. The Ray McLeod bomb was one thing. First, the Hunter Renfrow deep throw. And another thing about this offense, they threw it deep that game.
They did.
And what do you know? They had 600 yards of offense.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, that a lot of it's because Louisville's giving them that. But they threw the ball deep. You know, the Renfrow throw early was big. The McLeod throw was big. You forget Deion King got a touchdown call back. You forget Hugo missed a field goal in that game. Could have been worse. Obviously, Dorian Daniels' pick six was a big game.
Spence missed a field goal in that game?
No, Hugo.
Hugo was still kicking at that point?
Yeah. It's crazy to see, like, Fuller was the starting running back of that game.
Yeah.
You know, you see some guys in there that you wouldn't have seen before. Anyway, so you look at it, and bottom line is that those were big, huge plays. Choice had a long touchdown run in that game. You kind of forget about.
Yep.
But, and obviously, frustrating Lamar Jackson. There's a big penalty called against, and it was a good call against Louisville. Those are all big parts of the game. But I think just as important, the offensive line was dominant. And the defensive line was dominant. And Clemson ended up winning the game 47-21. You forget that was a blackout game. That was an ESPN game day game. And that was a, the 8 o'clock Saturday night game.
Was Rick Pitino on the game day set that day?
You know what? Could have been.
Wasn't he?
Could have been. Lamar Jackson, 21 of 42, 317, three touchdowns, one pick. Hell Jackson, 17 carries, 64 yards.
If I recall, there was a lot of stat padding at the end of that game for Lamar Jackson.
It was. Two touchdowns late.
Yeah.
Padded those a lot. ETN, you remember his 81-yard touchdown run. McLeod, 79-yard touchdown catch. Renfro's 40-yard. You know, DeAndre Overton had a 33-yard catch in that game. But they threw the ball downfield. And as a result, Clemson had 613 yards of offense. But the point is that I was impressed by watching Feaster in that game. The other point is that really, Deion Feaster just didn't have all that many touches last year. You know, you are a big fan of Feaster.
Feed the Feast, yes.
Feed the Feast, he says.
Mm-hmm.
And he only had 100, and, I think I'm wrong, said, only had 107 carries last year. ETN had 107 carries.
Mm-hmm.
But the point is that he didn't do as bad as I thought he did after going back and watching it. But you just got to, like you said, feed the feast sometimes in there.
He seems to be a guy that has a better chance of success when he's in a bit of a groove, has more repetition.
Yes.
You know, he needs to get into that role, needs to feel the game out, has to have five or six carries to kind of feel it out first. And then he'll find something to pop through, so it's fun to watch when he's on. There's no doubt about it.
I'm with you on that one. But now here's the issue.
Mm-hmm.
Is that so far in his career, you could look back and say, well, he hadn't had, you know, all that much success. Well, the other part of it was he hadn't had all that many attempts. So what is it, chicken or the egg? I am a firm believer in a running back needs to get, as my college roommate says, lathered up.
Yeah.
12 carries.
Lathered up.
Against South Carolina State as a true freshman, 12 carries for 83 yards. Four carries for 56 against Boston College, 9 for 28 against Syracuse, 3 for 6 against Wake Forest, 6 for 36 against South Carolina, 3 for 12 against Ohio State. So he only played in 5, only played in 6 games as a freshman. 83 yards was a high, and against South Carolina State. And if you remember that one, it was a 26-yard run in that one. But that's the only game he carried it more than or in double digits. Last year, double-digit carries, Louisville 10 for 92, 20 for 73 against Boston College, 11 for 54 against Wake Forest. There's only 100-yard rushing game of his career so far. NC State last year, 105, but 89 on that came on one carry. And he only carried it 7 times.
Yep.
Now, in that, part of the issue is last year you had Fuller back there, you had Choice back there, you had Feaster back there, and ATN back there. It's going to be interesting to see how the carries break down because I like fresh backs. I get it. That being said, man, I really believe in lathering up a back, and I really believe in getting a back 15, 20 carries. You know what I'm saying?
If I'm not mistaken, it was ETN, it was Choice, and then it was Feaster on that depth chart coming out of the spring, wasn't it?
Out of the spring?
Yeah.
No, ETN was, this year?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? We can look that up.
I think I'm going to have to double check that.
Yeah, check that for us. Coming out of the spring. ETN's number one right now. But we'll see. Choice last year. 67 carries, 326 yards, 4.9 yards per carry, 6 touchdowns. Feaster had 7 touchdowns rushing. Feaster averaged 6.3 yards a carry. ETN, 7.2 yards a carry.
It was an or situation.
Yeah.
Travis Etienne, Adam Choice, or Tavian Feaster.
Yeah. So, we'll see. I think Feaster can have a breakout year, though. I really do. The other problem there is, let's look at ETN last year. He had 15 carries against Wake Forest, 67 yards. 14 against Florida State, 97 yards. But remember this, 113 against Boston College was as high. Only one 100-yard rushing game for ETN.
Mm-hmm.
So, look, by committee, the NFL does it by committee now. I get it. I just like to see a guy get lathered up a little bit more. Fuller and his 58 carries are gone. Bryant carried at 192 yards. I don't think you'll see Bryant carried 192 times this year. I don't think that would be the case. And the other thing is that the running game last year, really, it was different than it was under Deshaun Watson.
Why do you say that about Bryant?
A, because I think some reps are going to be split. And B, is I think they want him to throw the ball and throw it downfield more.
If 16's in the backfield, is that number going to be approachable at all or no?
Well, between all the quarterbacks last year, Bryant 192, Cooper 10, Johnson 2, so 12, 204 carries by the quarterback? Mm-hmm. No. No, Bryant and Lawrence just won't carry it 204 times. No, I don't think. Because think about it like this. The quarterbacks last year carried it 204 times. Etienne and Feaster only carried it between them 214 times. So I think you'll see a little different, more conventional running game with the running backs and less of the quarterbacks this year.
I would enjoy seeing a 1,000-yard back at Clemson this year.
You've had that. Now, and last year, Etienne 766. Feaster 669. But what's crazy is, let's see if I'm right by saying this. In, let me see if like Wayne Gallman's years. I need to go back and look at what Wayne, how like yards per carry. Those guys, quickly, let me do this. Again, 7.2 and 6.3 yards per carry. In 2016, Wayne Gallman averaged 4.9 yards per carry.
But was how many carries was he getting?
232.
Yeah.
In 2015, his best year, Wayne Gallman averaged 5.4 yards per carry.
How many carries did he get that year?
283.
Yeah.
So the point is that per carry, Feaster and Etienne did a better job.
Lather them up, baby.
That's what I'm saying. Lather them up, boys. Lather them up. Anyway. We'll take our first break. We'll come back and continue to talk about that. What's on tap for segment two, by the way? Hadn't heard that yet.
I guess we're going
to
stay with some Clemson football because I feel like we're in a groove right now. So we're going
to
do that.
Good. Glad to hear that. I'll tell you about our friends at Northland Cable. Now, I want you to go to getnorthland.com to learn more. The back to school, when you're coming back to school, you know how important the internet is. Whether messaging classmates or studying for finals, you know that you're one click away from discovering and learning. And now this year with school, they have speeds up to 100 megabytes per second, so that's fast. This is Northland's best deal of the year, the high-speed internet for only $39.99 a month. So don't miss out on that. Call 888-NORTHLAND to get Northland or go to getnorthland.com. And remember, the limited time and all rates and net taxes and fees not available in some areas. Additional restrictions and conditions might apply. Actual speeds may vary. GetNorthland.com/offers. Full details for all of that. Our good friends and our Northland.com phone lines. And certainly appreciate all those folks, everything they do here for us. We'll take a short break. We will come back. We'll have segment two with Zach Cole right after this. Hi, friends. Mickey Baller here for Bosey Boggs and the Boggs Law Firm. When it comes to legal advice, I go with someone I can trust, and that's the Boggs Law Firm. Their telephone number, 233-8066. The first phone call you make in any legal situation should be to Bosey and the Boggs Law Firm. For legal consultation, court matters, for legal documents, or any legal advice, make your first phone call to Bosey Boggs and the Boggs Law Firm. Again, that number, 233-8066. Mickey Poller here. Zero Res is celebrating National Carpet Cleaning Month. Did you know carpet plays a huge role in the health of your home? It's the best filter for keeping dirt, debris, and bacteria from circulating in the air, but only if you clean it regularly. Get three rooms for only $129 when you mention my name, Mickey. Call now, 864-558-7300, 864-558-7300, or online at ZeroResGreenville.com. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean. And don't forget to ask about their air duct cleaning special.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Taj Boyd with a new way to experience the Clemson family like never before. Lakeside Lodge Clemson is a condo resort opening fall 2019 right on Lake Hartwell, just across the lake from Death Valley. It combines the best parts of owning a property on the lake with the amenities of a hotel such as housekeeping, great food, and more. Find out why I'm all in for Lakeside Lodge Clemson at LakesideLodgeClemson.com. That's LakesideLodgeClemson.com.
Hendrick Honda Easley, located in the heart of the upstate at the base of the majestic Blue Ridge Mountains, the perfect location to cruise in your new Honda while enjoying panoramic mountain views. Just a quick drive from anywhere in the upstate, Hendrick Honda Easley's got the charming small-town feel with hidden gems to see and explore along the way. Escape the everyday at HendrickHondaSC.com. Experience the Hendrick Honda difference in person at 4609 Callum Memorial Highway. Hendrick Honda Easley, the shining light on top of the hill.
I'm Kristen Bennett. The professionals at Bennett Equipment rent and sell link belt excavators at three upstate locations, Greenville, Spartanburg, and now in Seneca. Link belt equipment sets the industry standard for performance and reliability. Bennett also rents, sells, and services many other types of construction equipment with the service you expect and deserve. Call today, 864-277-7272, or visit us at BennettEquipment.net. And remember, if you need to rent it from Bennett.
Men, are you tired of those daily blue enhancement pills that take days, weeks, or months to work, if they ever work at all? Listen up. Now you can take Red, the new natural male empowerment pill that works on demand. Even your partner will notice the difference the very first time you use it. To prove Red won't disappoint like the others, you're invited to participate in our nationwide I Take Red Partner Reaction Guarantee Trial. We're seeking participants for this nationwide trial, not only to prove it works the very first time you try it, we guarantee your partner will also notice the difference. Forget those slow-acting blue pills and join those who proudly take Red. Over 50,000 pills have already been claimed and supplies are limited. So to ensure your participation in this free nationwide trial, you must call now.
Superior Virility on Demand. You only need to take Red once to see what all the fuss is about. Call immediately to participate in our free nationwide trial. Call 800-645-4371. That's 800-645-4371. Be one of thousands to proudly say, I take Red. 800-645-4371.
You have the Samsung Galaxy S9. You are holding the fastest smartphone in your hands. It's the fastest smartphone in your house, in your workplace, in your city. Which means you can scroll faster, load faster, stream faster, watch faster, and search faster. All because you have the Samsung Galaxy S9. The fastest smartphone ever.
Analysis by Ookla, speed test intelligent data for February to April 2018, comparing mean download speeds, weighted averages on major nationwide carriers, 4G LTE network results.
The best way to kick off the day, the Mickey Weiler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Hey, I'm just trying to have a little friendly conversation.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Like one of the things you missed while you were in Scotland, Ireland, and on your world tour, is that we did some ice cream here on the show, and it was awesome. Clemson's Best ice cream, by the way, clemsonsbest.com. Clemson's Best gourmet ice cream. It's a win-win situation for you. You get great ice cream flavors at selected Ingles markets and specialty food stores. The homemade vanilla, strawberry shortcake, peaches and cream, caramel butter pecan. Nothing like ice cream. That'd be the death of me. Plus, on the other end of it, you're supporting Clemson students in the College of Agriculture, Forestry, and Sciences. All farmers are Clemson graduates, and ice cream carries the Department of Agriculture certified SC label, which means it's fresh ingredients from a local farm. So they are available to locations. You can go to clemsonsbest.com to find out where they are right now. And again, the homemade vanilla, peaches and cream, caramel butter pecan, strawberry shortcake, clemsonsbest.com. I know Ingles, or certain Ingles, select Ingles have those. Good stuff, man. 6 o'clock in the morning. Nothing like a little ice cream to get your day going.
Need a little ice cream at 6 in the morning. You know?
Do. You know what else I need really at 6 in the morning?
Kickstarts your day.
Exit 6:25 every morning.
What's that?
A little segment two.
Oh, cool. Segment two, of course. I said we're going to talk a little Clemson football, and we're going to do just that because we're essentially talking Clemson football when we talk about the ACC preseason football team that was released yesterday. Clemson having all kinds of appearances on the offense and defensive side of the ball. Let's run down the offense real quick. The Clemson players that made an appearance there, of course, are left tackle Mitch Hyatt. 130 votes for him to get into the first team, all-ACC preseason team. And then Justin Falsinelli, the center, with 56 votes. The rest of the first team offense for the ACC consists of Jalen Smith of Louisville, Kelvin Harmon of NC State, Hunter Renfrow of Clemson, excuse me about that, Tommy Sweeney, Boston College, Greg Dortch, Wake Forest, all-purpose, which, do we have a clear definition on that yet?
No.
Chris Lindstrom of Boston College, Parker Braun of Georgia Tech, Phil Haynes of Wake Forest are the guards. Quarterback, running back, Ryan Finley, NC State, A.J. Dillon, Boston College, and your boy, Cam Akers of Florida State.
I was interested not to see who made the team, but to see the votes. And Mitch Hyatt was the leading vote getter on offense.
That is correct. 130 of them.
Matter of fact, Mitch Hyatt was the leading vote getter of anybody in the
That is also correct.
So 130 votes throughout all that. Nice to see Hunter Renfrow get recognition.
Is he the right Clemson wide receiver to be on the first
right
team?
Right now, yeah. Yeah.
Will we be saying that at the end of the year?
Maybe. I mean, yeah, after the playoffs, yeah, maybe.
Oh.
All-time leading playoff receiver. Not surprised. I mean, I think at the end of the year you could talk about John Simpson being on that team, but right now you can't vote him in, just doesn't have starting experience. So Falsinelli certainly gets that.
T?
Well, Higgins just hadn't done enough yet.
Mm-hmm.
But T. Higgins is better than Kelvin Harmon. And T. Higgins is better than Jalen Smith. But you can't vote him into a preseason team when he hadn't done, you know, just a whole lot yet.
Sure.
Let's remember, go back and look at him just to make sure, that T. Higgins last year had 17 catches, 345 yards, and 2 touchdowns. So let's see where he is at the end of this year. So on offense, that's about right. I wouldn't think that Ankrum or Pollard would receive that kind of recognition yet. Obviously, none of the tight ends would, and Amari Rodgers wouldn't yet. And ETN would be in the conversation, but not AJ Dillon and Cam Akers. Give them credit, man. Those are good football players.
Interesting to see Mitch Hyatt get the 130 there. Yeah. Mitch Hyatt maybe didn't dominate like we expected him to last year at times. Is that fair to say?
I don't know. I mean, did his guy make a bunch of sacks last year?
No.
I've never looked at Mitch Hyatt as like this road grader just going to go crush his guy.
What have you looked at Mitch Hyatt as?
The guy that his guy that he's blocking never makes a play.
Technically sound.
Yeah. Athletic.
And quiet.
Yeah.
Right?
Just does his job. Yeah. That's what I look at Mitch Hyatt as.
Mitch, how are you going to is that going to transition to the NFL? Is that going to be good for him going forward, or does he need to
know,
be
man.
A
NFL
bit more
so,
of a road grader?
The NFL is so difficult. I think Mitch is going to play the NFL and he's going to play a long time, but I don't think you need a road grader in the NFL. Basically, as a tackle position, you're talking about keeping those high paid defensive ends off your quarterback. I think he'll do that. I think he's always made the transition. He did it from high school to college pro. I think he'll do that.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, but I don't think he's going to be a Pro Bowler. But I think he'll be a long-time NFL guy. He's got great feet, man, and he does what it takes. Now, he's going to be going up against great ones. It'll be a learning curve for him.
He's a good-looking guy, too, if we're going to be honest, right?
He is your stunt double.
And he's a good-looking guy.
Yeah. Gorgeous man.
Gorgeous man. Right. So, for those of you keeping track at home, that's 3 Clemson Tigers on the first
team. What do you call
team?
It? Like your, what's that word where someone looks as
doppelganger.
Like? Yeah. He's your Eskimo doppelganger.
No, see, that's not it. I don't think that's it. Yeah. 3 first team all ACC preseason team are members from the Clemson Tigers on offense. Defense is where it gets a little more interesting because the entire defensive line of the first team is made up of Clemson Tigers. Cleveland Farrell, Austin Bryan, Christian Wilkins, and Dexter Lawrence all make the first team for the ACC. And then Kendall Joseph joins them at linebacker, fielding 84 votes by himself. The rest of the team fills out as Joe Giles-Harris, the Duke linebacker, Shaquille Quarterman, Miami linebacker, Mark Gilbert from Duke, 2 Duke players on defense, Michael Jackson, the corner from Miami, Jaquan Johnson, the safety from Miami, and Lucas Dennis, the Boston College safety as well.
Never seen an entire defensive line or one whole unit, one university. With Farrell, Bryant, Wilkins, and Lawrence, all 4 of them, and that's crazy. In that one, Farrell and Wilkins got 122, Lawrence 119, Bryant got 80. Never seen that before. Certainly, Kendall Joseph is deserving of it. The only guy, you couldn't vote Trey Lamar in there. He's not even listed as a starter right now for him. The only guy that I would say, I say Travion Mullen is as good or better than Mark Gilbert or Michael Jackson. Thriller! You know, that's just my... You okay? That's what I would say.
Christian Wilkins and Cleveland Farrell both getting 122 votes. Both the second highest amount of votes that anybody got.
And the most on defense.
And the most on defense. Absolutely correct.
If you look at it, Hyatt had 130 votes. Farrell and Wilkins got 122. Lawrence got 119. The highest of the non-Clemson guys was A.J. Dillon at 112. So Clemson had the four leading vote getters on this all-ACC team, which I thought was really interesting. And then the special teams guys, you got those. That voting came in.
Yes, of course. Ricky Aguayo, Florida State. Sterling Hoffrichter and Anthony Ratliff Williams from North Carolina make up your special teams members for the first team.
Don't know enough about any of those guys.
But, you know Ricky Aguayo, the younger brother.
Yeah, I know him. Yeah.
Him, but other than
he wasn't all that impressive last year, was he?
Well, he wasn't terrible, was he?
Let's look at what his stats were last year. When I put up my Phil Steels, I had to turn my light on over here so I can see a little bit, which you always find funny to see. Aguayo last year, total field goals, he was 18 and 21. Didn't know that. He did good.
What was his long?
51.
That ain't bad.
He did well last year. I'm down with that.
And then, of course, the ACC Player of the Year vote. A.J. Dillon takes home the honor with 45 first-place votes. In second place, Mickey Pollard? One Christian Wilkins with 42 first-place votes.
Yep. Very close voting there. Ron Finley, certainly third. My man Akers is fourth. You know, Greg Dortch might be as good a football player as he is in the league, the Wake Forest wide receiver. Freshman last year.
Who's going to throw to him, though? For the first three games,
first three games, nobody. And even then, Hinton's not gonna sling it all over the field.
Mm-hmm.
But that was interesting. And the other thing to do is they don't do three teams like the SEC.
They do not.
If you can walk and chew bubble gum like you're a preseason all-SEC guy, you know? Like, just keep coming out with guys, keep coming out with guys, keep coming out with guys. So,
unless you're from Tennessee.
That's true.
Unless you're from Tennessee.
Tennessee didn't have anybody?
They had, I think, one dude. One?
Gamecocks had three dudes, including a punter.
Did they?
Yeah.
They had, Debo?
Yeah, first team.
They had that Bailey kid, the guard?
Third team.
I don't know who the other one would be.
The punter.
Oh, the punter.
Punter would be number three. So, three dudes. On your, I don't know. In preseason teams, a lot of it is just about you recognize a guy. You recognize a name. I mean, really, heard Will Vanderbilt yesterday on Kwok and Kelly's show talking about his voting. He's like, man, it's hard voting for offensive linemen because I don't know Phil Haynes at Wake Forest, just how good of a guard he is compared to the rest of the guards in the ACC. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
I don't know. Chris Lindstrom at Boston College. I don't watch Chris Lindstrom a lot, so that's hard to tell. You know, we to trust their media and what their coaches are saying about him and all that kind of
Looking
stuff.
Over the offense and defense and special teams, if you want to, even the player of the year, are there any glaring omissions that jump out at you, Mickey Potter?
For Clemson or for everybody?
Start with everybody. Go to Clemson. Second.
I would say for everybody. No, not really. I don't see anybody that, nobody really sticks out in my mind. Except for maybe Travion Mullen at cornerback. I think Mullen is as good as Duke and Miami guys. You know what's crazy? I think I'm right with saying this.
It's crazy, man.
Not exactly. Phil Steele's magazine, almost everybody... The first team is the exact same, and the second team is everybody, but they have Zach Allen from Boston College on here rather than – so, I mean, only two guys on defense. I think, like, 20 of the guys, it was Phil Steele's first team. So maybe you just pay attention to preseason magazines through a lot of this kind of stuff. Preseason teams are tough because, really, I mean, there's going to be a freshman come through. Depending on who plays, man, I think that Clemson's quarterback is going to have as good a year. Ryan Finley had to vote because of what he did last year, but – I'm not sure Ryan Finley without a running game does as well this year, but I don't know. I thought, T. Higgins is going to have a postseason year. He's a guy who's going to be on a postseason team.
Mm-hmm.
And Travion Mullen's going to be on a postseason team. But outside of that, I don't know if anybody got this glaring deal there. Some of those Florida State guys, think about it like this. Florida State had a place kicker and a running back were the only two Florida State players on a preseason all-ACC team.
Not a single Florida State player on defense.
I think Brian Burns, defensive lineman at Florida State, but better than Austin Bryan or Cleveland Farrell? Maybe not. This Marvin Wilson is going to be a really good player for him, but better than Lawrence and Wilkins? No. Josh Kandow is going to be a good player for him there, but better than Brian or Farrell? Brian or Farrell? No. So, maybe one of those. Maybe Levante Taylor is a cornerback, maybe at Florida State, some of those guys. But only Cam Akers and Ricky Aguayo are the only two from Florida State on the whole list there. So that might be two of those guys coming out of that. Louisville had, I think I'm right saying this, Jalen Smith.
Louisville.
Oh, and that's it. What? What? You okay today? You okay over there?
Whoa.
NC State had Ryan Finley, and that's it.
And that's it.
Wake Forest had Phil Haynes, too, on offense. Nobody on defense. Syracuse had their punter, was the only person on Syracuse. That's not good when
Syracuse had their punter, but Eric Dungy received one first-place vote for a player of the year.
That ain't happening. Just tell you that ain't happening. On offense, nobody from Miami. On defense, the quarterman. Well, Quarterman Jackson and Johnson. I'm sorry. Miami's got a good secondary, I guess. North Carolina had the kid, the all-purpose kid, Ratliff Williams, the only guy that they had. Georgia Tech had an offensive lineman, Parker Braun. And, Duke had two guys on defense, so that was kind of interesting. Interestingly enough, of all those guys you called out, I think I'm right by saying this, do you know the only team – there's only two teams that didn't have anybody. Well, I'll tell you that back. There's nobody from Pittsburgh. There's three teams that didn't have anybody on the team.
Virginia?
Yep.
North Carolina had one. Pittsburgh?
Yep. This third one surprised you.
Will it?
Yep.
Is it the Atlantic or Coastal?
Coastal.
It's in the Coastal.
Mm-hmm.
Who is it?
Virginia Tech.
You're right. No Virginia Tech players.
Isn't that crazy?
Zero Virginia Tech. Not even a vote.
Not even a vote.
You hate to see that.
It's crazy, huh?
Even though they were picked to finish second in the division?
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll see. That's a good segment too, buddy.
Hey, man, it was fun talking
about. I want to keep talking about that. I want to talk about what Nick Saban said yesterday when we come back.
Very interesting comments about his two quarterbacks.
I found it fascinating.
I did as well.
We'll talk about that when we come back. I want to tell you about my friends at Trail, TREHEL.com. One of the things I do every so often is I go on Trail.com and just to remind myself of a new building that they might have built and where their projects are. I ride around Clemson and I see these a lot of student housing stuff. I see my bank. Some of our government-type buildings. I see some of those things out there. Another thing is I see that every once in a while you'll see a local charity and what they're doing and what they're sponsoring. Remember they did the South Carolina Football Hall of Fame deal. They just care for their communities and do so much. They joined the American Heart Association, raising awareness and funds with a heart walk in downtown Greenville. They do all kinds of things over this ways. Look, Trail, it's simple in many ways. Their mission statement says, we care for our team members and their families, our clients, and our community by creating quality buildings and lasting relationships. But that says an awful lot because when you walk in, you know they care about their employees. Their employees, when you see them and around them, it's obvious that they enjoy their job and enjoy working for this kind of company. And then, obviously, they care about your clients. You hear people talk about the relationship that they had with their clients. And they care about their community. And they build quality buildings and lasting relationships. That's pretty all-encompassing there. Now, a lot of people have great mission statements, but it takes people to implement that. And I can tell you, after being around Mr. Workman, after being around Will Huss and his team, after being around all the great men and women over there, that I'm just telling you, it works. And it works because of the awesome people. It is our friends at Trail. Talk to them, have them, just start a conversation with them. See if they can help you out. The single source delivery method is working, and it's working at unbelievable rates right now. TREHEO.com, 800-319-7006. Let's take a short break. We'll come back. Nick Saban pulled a Nick Saban yesterday. We'll tell you what he said right after this.
The countdown is on. 38 days till Clemson football.
Ball right in the middle of the field. Brian in shotgun. Fuller behind him to his right. Two wideouts either side. Brian takes, throws the left side. Got it. McCloud drops it in at the 40. And then it's going to be pushed out of bounds at the Auburn 34-yard line.
On the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, we are WCCP 105.5. The Roar.
Hey, Tiger fans. This is Cole Orham with Tiger Properties. Are you in the market for a home in the Clemson area? If so, you need to check out liveinclemson.com. Tiger Properties is a local real estate company which specializes in getting buyers into their dream homes in the Clemson area. We know about all the homes currently on the market and about homes that haven't even been listed yet. Check out our website, liveinclemson.com, to begin searching for your home today.
It's a great time to buy a new car, and the best place to shop for one is Walhalla's Ford dealer, Edwards Auto Sales. In business for over 50 years, you'll find a great selection of new and certified pre-owned Fords, plus lots of local trade-ins. The Edwards family believes in customer service and was voted Oconee's best new car dealer for the fifth year in a row in 2016. For the best price, best service, and the best car buying experience, go see Edwards Auto Sales, Highway 28 in Walhalla.
I'm Richard Thompson of Thompson & King Law Firm, and I believe that every person has a God-given desire to work. That's why I take Social Security and workers' compensation cases very seriously, because most folks don't really want to think they're disabled. They hesitate to file for disability, and when they're turned down, they hesitate to appeal their case. But they are disabled. If you're presently unable to work on a daily basis, even if you don't fully understand the cause, come see me. I'll take your case seriously. I know you do.
But Thompson King Law Firm, 222-0200.
You do back to school, and Northland Communications has the most important thing on your list: high-speed internet. Learning doesn't end when you leave the classroom. It starts at home. You need ways to connect to the world around you. Get one of the most important tools for success today: Northland's high-speed internet. Whether you're messaging with classmates or studying for finals, you're only one click away from discovering, learning, and getting more out of school this year with speeds up to 100 megabits per second. That's fast. And now, get Northland's best deal of the year. Sign up for Northland's high-speed internet for only $39.99 a month. Don't miss out. Call 888-NORTHLAND or visit GetNorthland.com to learn more.
Limited time offer. All rates net of taxes and fees. Not available in all areas. Additional restrictions and conditions apply. Actual speeds may vary. See GetNorthland.com/offers for full details.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat. The buying toner for the copy machine hat. The sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra-long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Here is what a satisfied Aquapool Care customer had to say.
You know, Richard Bishop has been in the pool business for a long time and has a lot of satisfied customers. He's also a fine person and somebody you don't mind being around your home or in contact with your family.
If you want your pool installed by Aquapool Care, give them a call at 437-8362 or email Richard Bishop at rbishop@aquapoolcarellc.com.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Everybody get to work.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Tell me something good. Tell me that you love me, yeah. Tell me something good.
I can tell you something good. Canny Foundation, they're hiring. And if you're looking for a, if you're a driven individual who likes to work with your hands, you're tired of the same old boring job, and you want to get for with a up-and-coming company, they're hiring construction workers and foremen to join their production team right now. No experience necessary, because they're going to train you. Excellent pay, health benefits, 401k, fun work environment. So for the best in foundation crawlspace repair company, looking to hire right now, 864-475-1671, Canty, canfixit.com, C-A-N-T-E-Y, Canty, canfixit.com. That's good news, right? Tell me something good. You tell me something good, Zach Ormer, Store 24. What do you got good over there? You got something good going on, huh?
Something good?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I had a lovely LaCroix over here this morning. I know you love these things.
It tastes like carbonated battery acid.
Come on, man. It doesn't taste like
that. What flavor you got?
Passion fruit.
Dude, when you have a passion fruit LaCroix,
yeah,
you give up your man card.
All right. Well,
hope it works out for you.
I had it. It was great.
Nick Saban was at ESPN yesterday. He had a little advice for Jalen Hurts and Tua. He said, be more concerned about your performance than any self-promotion. He says, quote, I told both players, you got to win the team, and everything you do to bring attention upon yourself or anybody, even in your family, brings attention to themselves, you're not doing your service trying to win the team. But both guys have proven they're capable of making plays and help you win games in college. And if that's the case, then maybe there's some reason to have a role for both players. If that's the case, then that's what we'll try to do. According to the ESPN article, Hurts is 26-2 as a starting quarterback. Tua came in, beat Georgia. They're down 13-0 and beat Georgia. Now, if you remember, Avarian Hurts, Jalen Hurts' father, told Beach Report in the spring that he told his son that he opened the door for Tua to be the starter and that that was up for Hurts to dig himself out. Hurts was a high school football coach there in Texas. He said that if he transferred, he'd be, quote, the biggest free agent in college football history if he doesn't win the starting job. Saban told Sage Steele of ESPN that Hurts told him that he was going to stay at Alabama and that he's not going anywhere. Tua revealed earlier to HawaiiNews.com that he was looking to get out before the national championship game. And so Saban says, quote, I told both of them, the more you can do in your performance, the more leadership, how you affect other people, the relationships you have on the team, and the confidence they develop in other players and your ability to distribute the ball, because that's what the quarterback is, the distribution center of the ball, then that's the guy that's going to have the best opportunity to win the team. That's my message to the players, and they're both going to get a fair opportunity. Speaking about Tua transferring, speaking about Hurts transferring, he said, don't call attention upon yourself. That doesn't surprise me that he says that. Now, with that said, if I'm an Alabama teammate, I want to win, right? Which one gives you a better chance to win?
I mean, Jalen Hurts is, what, 26-2 in his career at Alabama?
Mm-hmm.
That's not a bad chance to win, is it?
No, but he's limited.
He can win games at the college level.
Well, with that great defense and that running game, yeah. But I think Georgia, first of all, Alabama's just better than everybody they're going to play.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, you can win with me and you and Qualk and Kelly and, you know, Brad at quarterback. But who gives you the best chance? That said, if I'm a wide receiver, you want to win the team over? I want Tua to have it because, man, he's going to throw the ball downfield. You're running routes with Jalen Hurts, you're running routes. Why are you running downfield 30 yards? He's going to throw it 30 yards. I want the guy that's going to throw me the football, personally. You feel differently about that?
I mean, I understand it, and I probably agree with it, to be honest with you. But
yeah.
At the same time, you had a guy that led you the last two seasons. That's won, again, 26 games for you. He's lost two games in his career at Alabama.
Yeah.
He has not won you a national championship by himself. Tua helped with that a lot last year.
Right. Wouldn't have won it if he played in the second half. Can we agree upon that?
Yeah. I mean, in all likelihood, that would not have happened if he stayed in the whole game.
Right.
It's difficult to make that call, isn't it?
I don't think it's difficult at all.
You're just going Tua and not looking back.
Yeah, Tua opens up the offense. Tua gives the running backs a lot better chance because you're not crowding the box. Alabama became easy to defend schematically. Now, their offensive line's dominant. So, that helps. And the running backs are amazing, so that helps. But if you've got players that can line up to them and stop. Look, it's not like Alabama just ran all over Clemson in that game either. They had great field position. Had a pick six, but they didn't move the ball up and down the field against Clemson either. I watched the Mississippi State game. They didn't move the ball up and down the field. I watched the Auburn game. The teams very few teams have had the personnel to stop Alabama. But the teams that have personnel, Alabama didn't exactly just roll them up last year. So, like, let me give you an example of it. 13-0 Georgia at halftime, right?
Yeah.
Under Jalen Hurts. In the 20-6 win against Clemson, 24-6 win against Clemson in the Sugar Bowl, that sounded like a dominating performance until you realize that Alabama had a total of 261 yards of offense. You know, it's not like they were just rolling it down the field there. In the Auburn game, boy, this computer's so doggone slow. I like the new computer setup. I just don't like how slow it is. And in the Auburn game last year, the last regular season game, it's crazy that you lose your last regular season game and you win a national championship. It wouldn't have happened years ago. In that game, Alabama had a grand total of, ESPN's not a suspicious website, but it's been blocked. 26-14 loss at Auburn. And you had a grand total of 314 yards in that game. In an offensive era where we're averaging 500 yards of offense by some of the top teams in there, it didn't have a whole lot of offense. Make sense? So I'll ask you again. The teams that had decent defenses, and Alabama's not going to face a lot of those. Texture sends us in Alabama 2018 football schedule. Honeysuckle Middle School, Cub Scout Pack, 469, Columbus VD Clinic, Tuscaloosa Walmart Night Shift, Gunnersville Geriatric Joggers, Bessemer's Beauty School Dropouts, Hoover Home for the Wayward Girls, Montgomery Boys Choir, Russellville Roller Derby Queens. Just don't play anybody. So, yeah, Jalen Hurts can win a national championship. Sure. They're that good at all over the field. Are you best with Jalen Hurts or are you best with Tua?
You're best with what the team has. Does the team have Jalen Hurts as their guy, or do they have Tua as their guy? That's a decision that Nick Saban has to make.
Right.
And has to
both
to
will
get,
play now.
Get a pulse
like, right?
on this team.
You know what's crazy? Potentially the top three teams. Actually, you know what? The top four teams, because Ohio State's going through it too. Top four teams in the preseason poll, Alabama, Clemson, Ohio State, and Georgia, all have quarterback situations. Not controversies, but situations.
Have we heard as much about the Georgia Justin Fields Fromm thing as we thought we were going to?
Coming out of spring game, Georgia fans are talking about Justin Fields an awful lot. So, isn't that crazy, though? Your top four teams in the country, we don't know who's going to be starting quarterback for the entire season.
Well, this all changed in the second half of the national championship game, right?
Right.
When you pull in a freshman quarterback.
Tua.
And it works out and you win a national championship. If they can do it, we can do it, right?
Well, but you got to have a great player back there too. And these freshmen are playing and they're playing earlier. I mean, it's not like you're putting in scrubs. Justin Fields, Trevor Lawrence, Tua, these are all really highly thought of quarterbacks that come in and beating out guys that really, I mean, quite frankly, aren't. I mean, Fromm's a great player or will be a great player. But these other guys aren't like just NFL-type players, you know? It's not like they're coming and beating out Deshaun Watson, are they?
No.
I think Fromm's a tougher one to beat out. The rest of the guys, they're not like they're – that's where they're great. They're great everywhere else, but those – they're not there because of quarterback play. They're there kind of despite quarterback play. All right, we're going to come back. Hour number two, Sam Blackman at 725. Now, Saban's – I'm surprised you weren't more – a little more definitive on the Saban – on the Tua stuff.
Why?
If you're a defensive coordinator, do you want to face Tua or do you want to face Jalen Hurts?
They can hurt you in different ways, can't they? Jalen Hurts is a legitimate threat running the ball.
Right. Stack it up in the box. Let me play in a phone booth. That's what I want to do.
That's what you want to do?
Yeah. If I got good defensive linemen. Anyway.
We had a good defensive lineman.
Huh?
We have great defensive linemen.
That's what I'm saying.
They were there last year.
And they had 300 yards of offense.
Still lost that game.
261 yards, whatever it was, of offense.
You still lost
the game. Not because of their offense.
Still lost the game, though.
Yeah, because Clemson's offense was terrible, yeah. And the field position rolled up on them, and a special teams touchdown. I mean, a defensive touchdown. The offense didn't beat Clemson last year. Clemson's defense played good enough to win that game.